Welcome to Luther for the Busy Man, the week of Trinity Monday. Our scripture reading comes from the book of Psalm, chapter 110, verses 1 through 4. The Lord says to my Lord, sit at my right hand until I make your enemies your footstool. The Lord sends forth from Zion your mighty scepter. Rule in the midst of your enemies. Your people will offer themselves freely on the day of your power in holy garments. From the womb of the morning, the dew of your youth will be yours. The Lord has sworn and will not change his mind. You are a priest forever after the order of Melchizedek. Our scripture lesson comes from the book of Hebrews, chapter 1, verse 3. He reflects the glory of God and bears the very stamp of his nature. The Old Testament sets forth many clear testimonies on the deity of our Lord Jesus Christ. David says, the Lord says to my Lord, sit at my right hand till I make your enemies your footstool. The right hand means the royal throne, and this passage indicates that David's Lord, Christ, is a Lord and King over all creatures and that everything is to be subjected to him. In Psalm 8, 4 through 8, we read, what is man that you are mindful of him, and the son of man that you care for him? Yet you have made him a little lower than the heavenly beings, and crowned him with glory and honor. You have given him dominion over the works of your hands. You have put all things under his feet, all sheep and oxen, and also the beasts of the field, the birds of the heavens and the fish of the sea, whatever passes along the paths of the sea. In other words, God has made himself Lord over the whole world. The Apostle Paul refers to this psalm in Ephesians 1:20 and Colossians 2:9-10 and gives a masterly interpretation of it. If God has set him at his own right hand and made him Lord of all things in heaven and on earth, he must be God. He could not sit at God's right hand and have authority over all creatures if he were not God, for God will not share his glory with any else, as he states in Isaiah 48:11. So there are two persons, the Father and the Son, to whom the Father has given as much as he himself has. To sit at God's right hand means being equal of God and having authority over all God's creatures. The one to whom this has been assigned must be God. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, as true God together with your heavenly Father, you are fully worthy of all honor and worship. Open our hearts at all times to the majesty of your person and the scope of your authority and power. Grant us this in your mercy and grace, Lord Jesus, you who live and reign with your Father and the Spirit, one God, forevermore. Amen. Purchase your copy of the print edition of Luther for the Busy Man at ambassadorpublications.org. You are invited to the Summer Institute of Theology, August 7th through 11th, at the Free Lutheran Bible College and Seminary in Plymouth, Minnesota. Guests will learn from experienced congregational leaders, including Professor of Philosophy, Concordia University of Edmonton, Dr. Jonathan Strand, pastor and co-host of the podcast Being Lutheran, Dr. Jason Goodham, and president of the Association of Free Lutheran Congregations, Pastor Micah Germstead. Find out more and register at flbc.edu/sit.